Wow. That was beautiful.
That was our new theme song. Just a warning before we get into it. This is a podcast. And yeah, it's a podcast. Yeah.
It's a very fun podcast.
Yeah, it's a fun podcast. But on a serious note, we do discuss explicit topics. So listener discretion is advised. Unless you're nasty, of course. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week. We got another topic for you guys.
Yay!
And this week's topic was picked by Melon.
Melon.
Mel, do you want to tell us what this week is all going
to
be about?
Yeah, so I wanted to talk more in depth about sex toys. Mm-hmm. I find them a little intimidating, but supernatural. Definitely.
Supernatural.
Ooh.
Natural. Not the full word. Anyway. I have a sex toy that I have bought online.
You told us about that last week.
Yes. I thought I would try it this week, and it just didn't, you know, it wasn't the week. So I decided to leave it there, and it will be an upcoming thing that I update you guys on, but it is still there.
You know I'm going to ask. Yeah. Every week.
Every week.
Every day.
It's just okay.
Someone's going to get in the group chat. We're just going to be like, collecting dust?
Today?
Yes. Collecting dust is a sad... Or that's a sad,
pixie
sad.
Dust.
Every single day in her dreams. Use me. Use me.
Shut me up.
Do it.
Yes.
Do it now.
Eventually. So eventually that will happen. But
don't feed it before midnight. After midnight. Yeah. After midnight.
It haunts me at night. So I decided I have to talk about this, at least in the first few episodes that we do. We do have a video that we did end up watching with a male. And I am always interested in learning about how males jack off other than having women do them. So I wanted to learn about men's sex toys and what they use. So I'm going to hand it over to Cucumber because he decided to help me out and find a video on somebody being very creative with how they make a sex toy, because sometimes sex toys are expensive, which we will talk about later.
So. Yeah,
yeah, and shout out to Cucumber this week. He's pretty much taken 2 weeks in a row. I started a new job this week.
Yeah.
And I know.
How's that going?
Oh, it's great.
I love
honestly,
that.
Honestly, not that bad. It's been really good. And then I know Mel's been extremely busy. So
very, very busy.
Yep.
You have.
Yep. So Cucumber.
I took it away and I have no life. I
perfect.
Have zero. This is all I do.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, yeah. You're just a professional amateur podcaster.
Yeah. No. A professional amateur porn watcher. That's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
So I looked up this wonderful human being who is creative. He's very, very creative. He goes by the handler Fap2It. We found out his real name is Adam. You can find him on Pornhub. This specific video is called Condom Balloon Sex Toy Tutorial. Guy moaning loud while coming in 4K. Yeah.
Is that a Steven Spielberg film?
It better be. Honestly, this
guy
needs a
contract.
That should
be his next one. That should be... Is that the title, the working title? Avatar 2?
Yes.
That Avatar 2, : condom balloon sex toy tutorial, guy moaning loud while coming, 4K. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, for an amateur, that's amazing.
Yeah, honestly... 4K, I have no idea what that means. I think it has to do with like the pixelation, but honestly, it could be filmed on a green screen. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
But this guy's very inventive. In this video, he takes a condom, he blows up this condom, and he kind of shoves a coin into the condom, and then on the other side of the condom, he places rubber bands around the condom. So what this effectively does is make it kind of a donut shape, and then you can see what happens then with our genitals. He also has
whose genitals?
With Adam's genitals,
okay.
Which, by the way, let me tell you, gorgeous human being.
He is a star of the porn.
Yes.
Yeah, I did enjoy.
Yes.
I mean, to be fair, I did start a new job, and I just watched that a couple minutes ago, about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, and your pants are wet.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a blanket for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he has other tutorials, and I think this is so ingenious.
Will you go to his page, and we'll see what some of his other things are?
Well, yes, I shall. I'm going there right now. Let's see.
While Cucumber's doing that, obviously this is this video that we chose to watch, which we had the pleasure to watch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was not a detriment to me. I did enjoy this video. However, the world of sex toys, I should say, is so large and vast. I have so many questions. I mean, I've only used a handful of sex toys in my life. I have used sex toys. Unlike Mel, I have used sex toys in my life.
Go for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's so many that, you know, you find yourself on Pornhub or on just Googling stuff. And, you know, you can find something, a self-pleasure instrument. Yeah. I'll call it that.
Yeah.
A self-pleasure instrument.
Yes.
Everywhere you look, there's something people
DIY,
think of. DIY.
Yeah.
Well, like Adam, yeah. And honestly, like, okay, if I'm going to be really honest, watching people use sex toys, I find that extremely sexy. I can literally spend...
Have you used a sex toy?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Okay, let me just tell you. I have used a vibrator. It was like a... It was a metallic vibrator, and the notch was at the end, and you had to notch it right at the end of the vibrator,
like on the bottom.
Yeah, so you know you're lubing it up, you're getting ready, right?
Yeah.
And you stick it in. I guarantee you stick it in, you get it up there.
Just jab it in
your hands, right? Because you're hot and heavy, your hands are so sticky and slippery from the lube, right, that I literally could not turn it off. I could not turn the dildo off because my hands kept slipping on the notch. Like, so clearly not a good design.
This is news to me and Cherry here.
Yeah.
We are just digesting.
Are we surprised, though? Are we
surprised? No. I mean, I talk about my inexperience. I would love to know more about people who have been experienced, but, you know, no shame in people that have not had the courage, like me, to use a sex toy yet, and it's okay.
Yeah.
However, I would love to eventually get to a comfortable place where I do use a sex toy and to know what to buy.
Yeah, but before you get into that, sorry, Cucumber, just what are you scared of? Like, what are some things that get in your way?
Well, one, my family. Mm. Or being brought up in a Mormon/Catholic home, it is not advised to have sex before marriage. It is not advised to use sex toys or to watch porn. So obviously that's why I am, you know, Melons and not my actual name, because I do have that shame that kind of goes with being brought up in that light. But there's no shame that should be sent to anybody who does dabble in stuff like that, which is why I have a passion to advocate for people who want to explore themselves.
Oh, so all power to you. I also think that there shouldn't be any shame for people who never ever want to use it ever again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If they have a bad experience and it's, you know, a little traumatic,
they have damage. Yeah. What if I couldn't get that vibrator out?
Yeah.
Because my hands were so slippery.
Probably not.
That we would not be here.
Imagine going to the doctor for that. Sometimes I think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just in case.
Well, I do want to talk about one more that Adam does, and
I completely forgot that we were talking about
Adam.
Mr. Adam.
Yes.
I
never forget about Adam. Even in my dreams, I'm constantly thinking of Adam.
And they are dreams.
Yes.
No, don't get me wrong. They are not nightmares.
No. Oh, they're the opposite. What is that? A wet dream.
A wet dream.
Yeah. That's what they're called.
He has a great one that is, he's so inventive. A great video. A great clip.
Oh, a great clip. I thought you were talking about great penis. That too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He takes a condom, right? He's very inventive with his condoms. He puts it in between two socks, and then he puts this condom sock sandwich on a towel, and he rolls it once. And then, you know what he does? He takes a razor, you know, just like a hair razor, that you cut your hair with.
That sounds terrifying.
No, because he takes out the sharp razor bits, whatever, he
that
takes that
sharp
off. Yeah, because I know English and I'm great at explaining it. He actually takes the razor part off, so it's literally just
then
like
what
the
does
handle.
It do?
It vibrates. You turn it on, it vibrates.
There's a razor that vibrates?
Well, like just the power of like moving the razor, and if you take that off,
it's science shit that we don't know.
Yeah, and so then he rolls that in the towel.
Like a hair razor.
Yes, yeah.
I thought you were talking about like a shaving razor.
No, like you cut your hair with.
I know that this is a podcast, but you just made a motion with your hand. where it was like a shaving razor going like back and forth. Like, I was like, I've never done that.
They make those though, you know, for your face, you know.
Yeah, well, for your face, in quotations.
Yeah. But he wraps that up. So he wraps his sock condom sandwich and his
okay,
vibrator.
Pull this up. I gotta see this.
Okay, let me look it up. We might have to take a moment.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so that is not a, like a face, I would say a face razor. This is like a hair clipper.
Yeah, so he rolls it up. And you yeah. see in the video, he also has rubber bands. So he rolls this into like a big, like a steam bag.
Oh, he takes that off. He takes it off. So, okay, I'll explain this a little. Oh, thumbs up. Okay, yeah. Anyway. Okay, wait, this one is called, this is by Faptuit on Pornhub as well. It is called Vibrating DIY Homemade Fleshlight Tutorial / Guy Moaning Loud While Cum 4K.
Yep, again, 4K, man.
Oh, yeah. If you, like, take, you know, if you have one of those, like, beard trimmers or, like, hair trimmers, and you just pop the entire razor part off, and there's that little, like, thing that makes it vibrate, the little, like, nozzle thing, the little stick, that's what he's doing.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's
Mel,
what he's using.
You understood me, right? Okay, sure. Yep. Here, let me show you, Mel.
Mel did not understand.
I need a picture. Yeah. The picture really does it for me.
So he wraps all this up in a towel, and then he rubber bands each side of the towel. So the sock condom sandwich is sticking out with, like, the vibrator, right? Then he just goes at it with the vibrator and the condom sandwich, and it's creative, right?
Condom sandwich.
Yes! Isn't that creative?
Adam's creative. Adam
is my role model.
It is a condom sandwich.
Honestly, the kids need to see this.
Over 18 kids.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For legal purposes, yes.
Yes.
But I do have some questions for you guys.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Obviously, we know who has done the dirty with some sex toys. If you guys wanted to explore or expand your horizons, how do you think you would purchase a sex toy
online?
You think
absolutely
so?
Absolutely online.
That's what I did with my lovely notched vibrator that
okay.
I could barely get out online.
Yeah.
You can get some that are discreet, that they won't have a label on the box. And
like
that,
on Amazon.
Yeah. Well, I...
Not plugging Amazon.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Or the infamous Adam and Eve store.
Right.
You know, yeah. Adam.
Do you think you would?
Like, Adam. Fap to it, Adam.
Yes. He's making bank if that's the real Adam.
Maybe he owns that.
Oh my God.
No, he wouldn't have to make his own. He would have to make his own toys. DIY.
You should check out his page because he does do other things too. He's going to love.
Honestly, check the link below.
I would die happy if the only person that listened to our podcast was Adam.
Me too.
Yes.
And I hope that he knows that we're out here, just this little amateur podcast.
Yes.
And we're helping amateurs.
Yes.
Amateur porn. Amateur podcast.
For amateurs.
Amateur porn.
Yes.
Amateur. When you Google amateur P.
Boom.
We come up at
we
the
do.
Same time.
We do.
And I just want to say we have to have the solidarity.
We really, yes.
We do.
So you think you would, Mel? You would go to Adam and Eve and you would...
Well, that's how I did purchase my first sex toy.
You did?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Online or Adam and Eve?
Online, I purchased my first sex toy. However...
Through Adam and Eve.
Yes, it was. And then
okay.
There is a new Adam and Eve store that was built in my vicinity, and I decided
Which,
to
isn't
tell.
That crazy that they started online?
Yes.
And now they have those physical stores, like...
Absolutely.
It's like they started with a good thing, and then they're like, let's just go to the sleazy thing again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of fun?
It's the first time I went this week, because I was like, well, I'm not horny enough to actually, you know, use it, but I will go search for more. So I went to an Adam and Eve store. Right when I walk in, you get ID'd to make sure you're 18.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually kind of nice. That makes it less sleazy.
Yes.
But it kind of makes it seem like you're going into a dispensary.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was me and my girlfriend. We walk in. Right away, you see lingerie. Half of the store is lingerie. And we get ID'd. We end up going to this little, what is it called? Like a studio place where it broadcasts all of these dildos that you are able to push the button and try to see if it's your level of setting, how big you want it. So I automatically go and look there. However,
wait, so you just like squat in front of something and they're like,
No. You press
the button.
That's
the image I got in my head. I was like, oh my gosh, I thought Adam and Eve would be a little bit classier than that.
Scanning.
It's like
scanning.
They're like,
it's a stand. It's like a watch stand.
They don't even clean it. There's not
They don't even sanitize it. They're like, is this one good for you?
Yep.
I'm surprised they still had it with COVID there, though. I'm surprised.
Yeah, through a pandemic and everything. Yep, that's good, right? Yep.
They're like, you want to stick this one in, stick one up your cooch? Go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
They don't even have full doors. It's just those saloon swinging doors.
You do not try them out that direction. However, you compress it.
Welcome to Adam and Eve. We're bringing that class, baby.
No. I would not step foot in that.
Mel's trying to bring it back to the point. I just can't. I'm dying.
You guys are ridiculous. However.
There's a short girl you're going to see. Just naked.
Okay, all right.
I can't get that image out of my head.
Don't want it. Or the motor bunny, you know, that's what they do. They just replace the motor bunny head.
What's the motor bunny?
The motor bunny is a very expensive toy that you mount that has a penis sticking out, but it reminds me of like a rodeo. You know, you ride the bull and there's a penis that just sticks out that you ride, you know? And
oh, how fun. Oh, so it's like a bestiality thing?
Yeah, I would think of it like that. Ride However, most people might not. But, you know, I think of it like that. And it's a very expensive toy that was locked up.
How much is it?
I think I looked at $2,000.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. You got to be Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The sex toys are expensive. When I walked in, I thought of a Halloween store because of how expensive things can be.
No wonder the kids are using sticks.
Seriously?
DIY.
Well, DIY. No wonder.
That's
yeah.
why we have Adam. Yeah. But he's a hero.
Yeah,
he's
a hero. That's true. Oh, he is actually, you know what? You're looking at me in a weird way. Like, he's a hero, like, very sincere. I definitely think that he might be.
Yes.
He is the hero of sex
Like
toys.
We said last time, I think porn is an education thing. I'm not advocating for people to create their own sex toys on the
daily. With razors.
Especially the way that that Mel and I were thinking of the razors.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No.
But I'm not going to
sit
here. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and think that people that are 18 are going to have $2,000 to spend on a mechanical penis.
The lowest price is maybe like $8.99 or something.
For what?
For like a penis or something to play with. There was a little corner for men.
Wait, you spent $9 on a penis?
I did not, but I was there for 2 hours.
He was so much more expensive. What corner did you pick him up on?
Yeah.
You know.
How much did you spend on your vibrator? The sad vibrator.
I think I spent $40, but I watch many YouTubers that give out codes, like Trisha Paytas. She gives out like a 50% off discount code, and I use that. So I think it was originally $80, and now I spent $40. And I got like the cleaner for it. Like I have it ready to go when I need it.
But... Then what's stopping you?
Background, and I'm just not horny all the time, and when my husband is gone for work, like I don't need
it. Wait, you're not horny all the time, but you're on a porn podcast?
Yeah, I like voicing my opinions.
Yeah, you go.
Talking about you know sex toys in general, and
I'm
especially
glad you
with men.
Brought up your husband.
I have a husband.
Yes, Mel is married. She's hitched.
Yep.
Because that was what the psychology was in. I was looking at couples and stuff, and I looked up this wonderful article with Katherine Schreiber, and she talks about how like heterosexual males actually, if they introduce sex toys into their relationship, they actually said that they have lower a sexual experience. They have a lower sense of sexual experience.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Just to clarify, heterosexual men.
Yeah.
If they want to use sex toys on themselves or their partner.
With their partner.
Then like, they have lower sexual experience?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't really know why. It could be that they had lower sex experience beforehand and they just continue to have a lower sex experience. Or that there's this sense that if you bring in a sex toy into your relationship, then that...
They're not enough.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a confidence thing, but I really not, because it's like, I don't
know.
It can
be endearing.
Yeah. So I wonder if like, what would your husband do if you brought it up?
Well, if he knew I had a sex toy underneath the bed
that we sleep under,
absolutely not. He does not know a thing, which is hilarious. But he would definitely
It's good to know that you have
it.
A bed skirt.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. I do. I make the bed. Yeah. I mean, I clean. Yeah. So yes. He does not know a thing. But I don't know. I think it is that shame that, you know, some heterosexual men, or, you know, any men in general, can have that fear that I'm not enough.
Not enough.
Oh, like if you wanted to bring in toys, then that's like, oh, you're not fucking me right.
Yeah, like, right. I'm not coming, or yeah. I need something extra that you're not giving
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, other than...
So, do you think... And who was the author of this article that you read?
Sorry. Catherine Schreiber.
Miss Schreiber, or is it Dr. Schreiber?
Ouch.
I don't know. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I just think maybe was that specifically for heterosexual men introducing
she
sex toys?
She is a master's in social work. Sorry. Okay. Oh. Thank you. She's not a doctor, but master's
in social work. So Ms. Schreiber.
Yeah, I love it.
Was that research based on heterosexual men initiating a sexual encounter with a sex toy? Or was it the response of heterosexual men when their female partner asked to introduce a sex toy?
So the research was actually done by Michael Reese, okay. And I'm not exactly sure, but that's what they're assuming. I think it was just a survey asking if they've ever used a sex toy and what their sexual experience is.
Oh, okay.
So we're kind of assuming here.
Yeah,
but I feel like
it might go like both ways.
Yeah.
Because when I think about it, like, even if you're a heterosexual man, you know, and your female partner is like, yes, you know, just yeah. as Mel just introduced,
yeah.
you know, it's like, well, I'm not, my dick's not big enough for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's basically what it boils down to.
You know what, though? Like,
I don't think that would just be heterosexual couples. I think that would be homosexual couples, heterosexual male couples
yeah,
as well.
The article, Michael Reese did that as well. They talked about how gay and bisexual men actually find more sexual experiences because they were more gay and bisexual men were more willing to do it solo. And then it was just easy to bring it up in a relationship because it was a no-brainer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That actually kind of brings up my next question that I was going to ask you guys. I was going to ask do people just use sex toys because you're lonely? But honestly, what I think is that it's kind of just more,
it's like you time. It's
yeah.
like,
well, that's just solo sex toys. But what about, you know, that's just like penises or dildos or prostate massagers,
right.
that kind of stuff. What if it's like handcuffs?
Oh, I went into that section of the store too.
Yeah.
I don't think that's because you're lonely, because you have to have someone to help you.
Yeah.
Well,
they
talked about that in the article, like how couples that did have a higher sexual experience, like they did rate their, once they introduced sex toys into their relationship and they did have a better sexual experience, they said it was kind of related to the same thing as like just turn it up. Like, we just try a different position.
Yeah.
We go to a different restaurant on date night.
Used,
we, you know,
sexy cuffs and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
maybe some like little whips or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And they said that like you have a better sexual experience if your relationship is already very open and there's a lot of communication in your relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
I have always seen like the use of toys or like sexual exploration as kind of a sign of, you know, openness and good communication.
Yes.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's kind of like, you guys know what pegging is?
Oh gosh, no.
No.
What? Okay.
No, we're going to get...
Like when the girl puts, like in a heterosexual relationship.
Oh, this is why I don't know it.
You know.
Good, I guess.
When the man in a relationship and the women in a relationship, the woman puts a strap on.
Oh.
Okay.
And essentially, if we're going to get vulgar, fucks the boy, fucks the man.
Yeah.
Stick it to the man, girl.
I feel like that goes back to last week and like the femdom kind of feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Mel, I saw you went to the store and you saw this.
Yes. So I wanted to bring up this beautiful sex toy I saw. It's
beautiful.
By Sport Sheath. And this woman
Can
is
I
posing.
See the picture?
It's she's posing with a man behind her, but the
okay.
the strap on is
little.
Very funny.
So I see that is by Sport Sheath. Now, when Mel sent this to the group chat for this week's podcast,
yes.
Mel and Cucumber had a little conversation back and forth while I was at work.
Yes. Your brand new work.
My work that it was my first week.
Yes.
They were having a conversation in which they were discussing the size of the strap-on.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out, can you pull that picture back up for me?
Absolutely.
I looked back at this.
Yeah.
I look, and you can look it up. It's the strap-on by Sport Sheets. But not only that, it says on the bottom, it says newcomers strap-on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So y'all were judging.
No. We were just making We were just making an observation.
Observation.
I just gotta say, it was the newcomers edition.
It was.
It was not just any old strap-on. It was for the men who just wanted to kind of
try
test the waters.
Yeah, no, it was just an observation. You know what though? Like, here's the thing. How much was that? Do you know?
It was like $70.
See, oh my god! No, like, I'm not gonna do $70
just
to
for
try
a
something.
Yeah, that's why. You know,
I better be a frequent comer.
No judgment.
I mean, you did have to buy the strap, and then you had to buy the actual, like, dildo thing that sticks on. So, I mean, a lot of, like, the
Sorry, I'll just stick with the dildo and some duct tape.
Absolutely.
The condom balloon, yes.
Buy a belt. Just buy a belt. Go to Kohl's, buy a belt, and just, like, duct tape a dildo. DIY. I should make my own Pornhub.
Yes, you and Adam. Let's
do
it.
Adam and I.
Yes.
He can be fat to it. I'll be fat 3 it. Yeah. I'm going to email him. I'm writing that down right now. All right.
Yes.
Yep.
Seriously.
But that does bring me to my next question. Why do you think that people want to try sex toys? And that doesn't just include, you know, what we've talked about mostly, like dildos and, you know, jack-off toys, if you do watch the video that we watched. But why would you want a sex toy?
Well, the first answer I go to is like the loneliness. However, if you are in a relationship, that doesn't mean you're lonely. That just means I want to explore myself, and it's okay to do so.
Yeah.
Whether you are married, whether you're single, like whatever you need, like you should be okay with exploring whatever options are available to you and getting to know yourself.
Yeah, like there's this kind of this like vibrator with a cock ring on it. So when he's fucking the girl, it's vibrating the cock ring, but then the vibrator is also inserted into her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so I honestly think that like couples especially do it for the pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about pleasure. Yeah. I don't even think you have to be that lonely. It's just you want to enhance the pleasure.
You see those Trojan condoms that come out and they're like, you know, heat sensed or like, you know, they taste good or whatever it is, like... They come out with it because it just spices it up a little bit.
Yes. I'm down for that.
Oh, no, for sure. I'm just saying, I think that I asked that question just going off of, you know, the the psychology of why would you want to fuck yourself without someone there? But it's like, okay, we all live in this, and depending on when you see this, we're in the coronavirus right now.
Yes.
And we talked about this last week, but people are lonely.
Yeah.
But even outside of that, you know, this is a huge industry.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And, you know, just because coronavirus happened and we're all quarantined, stuck inside our houses, you know, that doesn't mean that people weren't lonely before.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, but you don't have to be lonely to just get it on.
Oh,
with
no.
With yourself at home.
Unless you lubed up your vibrator and then you can't turn it off.
Well,
if you use
cucumber,
it wrong.
you really need to go to the doctor to get that taken out of your ass.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys can hear this, but there's a vibration. You can hear it deep inside the anal cavity.
I constantly have to tell people it's my stomach. I'm just really hungry.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's not right that you haven't shit that out.
Jesus,
it's not. Don't say
I can
his
say
name
what I want.
But well, what really, really cucumber, it's not okay that, first of all, what about that actual cucumber that you lost up there about a year ago?
Yeah, there's a problem. There's a real
problem.
Yeah,
but that needs to come out. It's been about a year and a half.
There's a reason that my name is Cucumber. It's solely because of that.
Yeah, that cucumber's been up there longer than Donald Trump.
Has been president.
Was president.
Oh, yeah.
And now that vibrator, I don't know. That could have been before?
No,
after.
Definitely after, because I wasn't going to pay for a money on a vibrator when I had cucumbers.
Yeah, well, if you don't have the shit, then you don't.
Yeah,
then it doesn't matter. You
see, this is out of my realm of I can't help at all in this conversation because I have no idea.
We're cutting all of this out.
Next
this
week, I think we should have a challenge for Mel that that they should try it.
We'll see.
The sex
watermelon and Mel?
I'm very busy.
Have you seen that Vine? Were you on Vine at all?
Yeah.
I'm friends with the monster inside of my
I love that one.
That's one of my favorite mine.
Okay, so I wanted to get to ratings.
Oh.
Ratings?
Yes. What do you, should we rate Adam or should
I'd
we?
I'd give Mel a 10.
Thank you.
10 and I give Cucumber about a 3. There you go.
I feel
I give myself an 11.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We've lost Cherry.
So, lost him. So not stars. We're doing
squirts.
Squirts.
Yeah. Squirts. I would give Adam, well,
out of 10 squirts.
I would give Adam a 6 out of 10 squirms because...
Squirts.
Squirts, not squirms.
Yeah.
6 out of 10 squirts because I was interested. I watched the entire thing. I did not skip ahead. I was interested. However, you know, it was one person.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything else besides his hands and his, like, lower half.
Yeah.
So I'd give it a good 6 out of 10 because I was really interested in what he had to say. Yeah. I'm a little scary. I don't have a penis, however.
What?
You know. You know, it engaged me on the process. I liked the DIY.
Love that. Yeah. Cherry, what would you rate it?
Well, so we didn't get into a lot of intricacies about this video.
We didn't,
this
no.
time. We had a little bit more fun with it, but I did enjoy it, but... Because, you know, if you go back and you watch this video that we watched, wow.
Yeah.
Creativity.
Yes.
Camera work.
Yes.
Angles.
4K.
Natural hair
yeah.
on the body.
I love it.
Great sweater.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Ripped.
I give it a 10.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa. I give it a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
we
not
found
afraid.
Cherries.
I'm not afraid to say it.
10
words. I give Fap to it, aka Adam.
Yes.
Whatever his last name is.
Right.
A 10 out of 10. And this is why.
Okay.
As we have said, this is called Condom Balloon Sex Toy Tutorial / yeah. Guy Moaning Loud. Whole.
While coming.
Oh, while coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
4K.
I can't read my 4K.
Mm hmm.
Wow. Okay. A 4K camera?
Yes.
Impressive.
Impressive. Well, I'm not surprised. He's amazing. And if you're going to ask me.
I thought Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
Who's he?
Oh my God.
I was kidding.
Oh my God.
I was just saying, anyway. Compared to Adam, you know, I just saw,
yeah, no.
you know,
no,
it
no,
boosted
no.
him up.
Yeah, no. He, in the video, if you watch it, Adam's backstory, this was not an easy video to film.
No. He popped and the condom twice.
Yes. And he does mention, I've already break.
Yeah. I've already break. Yeah, two.
When I read that, my heart just broke a little bit. This is a man who is doing it not just for us, but for the greater good.
Oh my God.
This is a man that did not just buy one condom, but a whole box.
He did. Already break.
Shh. And not just any old condoms. From what I've judged from the 4K video
yes.
quality.
Yeah.
Those are Magnum condoms.
Wow, you knew what kind of condoms they were.
Yeah.
Really braided it.
I'm yeah. sorry, but I didn't just come on a porn podcast with yeah. absolutely no fucking research.
That's exactly what I just did. If you're going to
ask...
All
right, Cucumber, what did you think?
I agree. Adam is a stunning individual. You never see his face.
I don't know his... I was going to say, we don't know what he looks like.
No.
Yeah.
But his body speaks everything. He is fit. He is... ripped. He has a penis from God, and he has the brains of
a science genius.
And so I honestly am going to agree with Cherry. It is a 10 out of 10 squirts.
Wow.
It did everything for me. He's just showing us how to make a sex toy from just regular old items. I was hard. I was like, and this is
we
who I will
tell.
Marry.
You probably should wear pants next time. If anyone watches Fap to It or AKA Adam on Pornhub, give us a little email, text, whatever. My number is 800-877 cash now.
Yeah.
And we'd love to hear back from you. But next week, we will be talking about mature porn. So don't forget to tune in next week. And don't forget.
Home.
Yeah, and at the nursing home.
Yes.
Yes. But don't forget, no matter what your outrageous fantasy, kink, or fetish, you're probably not alone.